You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Ready for a trending report. One thing that's trending is that the weather is warming up at least a little bit. It's going to be about 40 today, which is decent weather for the National Western Stock Show Parade downtown.
Yeah!
This will be the first one, Jeremy, since 2020.
It always worries me. I have to admit it. You see these giant steers walking down the street with their giant horns, and there's like 50 of them, and just a couple cowboys riding next to them, and the streets are lined with people. I'm like, one of these days.
2021, they didn't do it because of the pandemic. 2022, last year, they didn't do it because we went through one of those bitterly cold stretches. It was like down below zero.
Mm-hmm.
The parade gets underway today at noon at Union Station. Will make its way down 17th Street, so watch where you step.
Yeah, I was informed yesterday that we're going to the stock show.
By your wife?
Yeah, knick-knack. Mm. Yeah.
The stock show and rodeo opens on Saturday and will run through the 22nd.
That's the day I'll be there. It's like the last day? The last day's not a good day to go. Everything's packed up and all the cows have gone home.
Why did she pick the last day?
Well, it is her mother. She has rodeo tickets for us or something. Oh, and she's taking the family.
Well, they won't pack away the cows because they got to use them for the rodeo.
They do. We went on the last day a couple years ago, and there's nothing there. We're like, where's all the animals? They'd already gone home. We went down to the bowels to, you know, pet the big black cows, they're all gone. Anyway.
It smells good down there, too, doesn't it?
Oh, really? What was that? Was it a couple years ago? I was talking about how they had the hamburger stand down there right next to all the cows. Yeah. So they're sitting there grilling the burgers, so you smell the cows and the burgers at the same time. Like, ooh.
The cows are looking over like,
not very good product placement.
The Nuggets host the Clippers tonight at Ball Arena. The Avalanche have a game tonight, too. They're on the road in Vancouver, so that's going on. I got to tell you something funny that happened last night at a college basketball game between Florida and Texas A&M. The A&M Aggies, Jeremy, actually trailed 1-0 before the opening tip-off of the game.
Yeah.
And you're saying, how can they be trailing before the game even officially starts?
What the what?
Well, after the pregame warm-ups, the teams went back to their locker rooms to change into their game uniforms. But, Texas A&M's managers had accidentally left their jerseys back at the hotel. They were the road team.
So funny.
Someone had to go back to the hotel to fetch the jerseys. That caused a delay in the start of the game. So A&M was hit with a delay of game technical foul. Florida made the free throw. So they were up 1-0 before the game even started.
So funny. It's so funny. Like, I thought you brought the uniforms. Did you? No, I thought you grabbed them.
Oh, it's so funny.
Where are they?
By the way, Texas A&M did come back to eventually win the game by 3. So,
if they couldn't find these uniforms, would they just let the guys go out and play in like t-shirts and whatever?
I imagine they would just let them play
just
in their warm-up gear.
Yeah, or in your warm-up stuff.
Because there's not numbers on them.
That's true. The numbers.
I don't know
how that would work.
That's a fair question.
Yeah, if they'd have to postpone that game or what, but yeah.
Oh, that's funny. The comedy continues in Washington, D.C., Jeremy. The House of Representatives failed again to elect a speaker, unless they did overnight, but I don't believe they did, no.
They took a
At
recess.
At this point, I'm willing for anyone to take the job, even a maintenance worker. They might actually get more done that
that's
way,
That's right,
too.
Man. It's a mess.
Can somebody just take over? Get a load of this. There's a book coming out. It is an autobiography. Is that right? Yeah. Prince Harry. Because we just can't get enough drama with the damned royal family, can we? Now he's got an autobiography coming out where he mentions that he and his brother, Prince William, you know, the heir to the throne, got into a physical altercation where Harry says William attacked him, grabbed him by the collar, ripped his necklace, knocked him to the floor. He said, I landed on the dog's bowl, which cracked under my back, the pieces cutting into me.
My God.
In other words, they're brothers.
They're just brothers.
They're brothers. Anyway, here's what I like about the name of the book. The autobiography, the title of it is Spare. And the whole idea behind that is that they talk about how William is the heir, Harry is the spare.
Hey!
So that's what he's calling his autobiography.
In an actual fight, if you were watching him fight, who do you think would win?
William.
I'm going Harry.
Mm-mm. I'll tell you, I think William took all of his military training more seriously than Harry did. That's just my gut feeling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. I think William's kind of a badass and Harry's a party boy.
He's a silent assassin, William. Yeah,
that's what I think.
All right.
You know, if those two did put on the gloves and get in the ring, can you imagine how much tickets we'd sell
for? I'd watch that. I would even watch that.
I would do pay-per-view on that. As long as they were for real.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That'd be great.
If you have started a New Year's resolution of losing weight and you're on a diet, there's an interesting story that's out about how more than half of people at this moment who are trying to lose weight have not told a single person about it. And why? They haven't, just in case they fail.
This is smart. This is a smart move. It's nobody's business, first of all, if you're going on a diet.
Correct.
And then, yeah, you set yourself up for ridicule and
for being embarrassed.
I thought you were dieting. And then people like me, when you announce it on Facebook, I start posting pictures of pizza and hamburgers on your Facebook wall, and then you lose friendships over that.
Correct, yeah.
Just saying.
Plus, you know, I subscribe to that theory. They say that, you know, a lot of times the old school of thought was you should announce a goal. That way it'll inspire you to get it done.
No, that's bad.
But psychology says that if you announce a goal, you're less likely to achieve it. You're more likely to achieve a goal that you keep to yourself. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. I follow a Instagram page called The Millionaire Mindset, and that's one of the big things on there that they talk about is stop sharing everything. Right. No matter how much you trust your close friends or family, they don't need to know everything about you. So that's just kind of a good mindset to be in. Just do your own thing. Don't talk about it. Don't post about
it. Just do it.
And just do it. And just shut up.
Put your head down and
because you'll get criticism, in, you know, good and bad from everybody, and that just distracts you from what you're trying to accomplish.
That's the truth, buddy.
Anyway.
get a load of this. TikTok is expanding its audience controls feature. So now TikTok will be allowing creators to make videos for adults only.
Oh, God.
So TikTok is going to have a nasty
It's going to be like an OnlyFans thing.
Correct.
No.
And then the last thing I've got some problems with this. There's a story out about the richest pets in the world and what they're worth. There is a German shepherd in... Where is he? Doesn't say where he is. Anyway, his name is Gunther the Sixth. His net worth is $500 million. There's a cat that's worth $100 million. They say that Taylor Swift's cat is the third richest pet in the world. Taylor Swift's cat is worth $97 million.
Dang.
The cat's name, by the way, is Olivia Benson.
I love that.
And it's because Olivia has been in various commercials and videos with Taylor and has actually gotten paid for them.
Huh. All right.
Here's my problem, though. Oprah Winfrey has four dogs that made the list at number four. They each have their own trust fund, and they are set to collectively inherit $30 million when Oprah passes.
Dang.
Now, I got a little bit of a problem with this. I'm not that guy who's always like, give all your money away to charity. But at the same time, Oprah, who I know is very generous, you're going to leave $30 million to four dogs?
Right.
Could you not make it like $100,000 that would cover all vet bills, all food, all toys, everything for the rest of their lives?
The answer is yes. Yes, she could.
And the other $29.9 million could go to something a little bit more... helpful?
I think so. I think you're spot on with that.
Just a thought.
Just a thought.
What else is trending?
Christmas decorations are trending this morning. If you still have your holiday decorations up, what in the world are you doing? Today is the day to take them down. According to Christian tradition, you should be taking down Christmas trees and decorations on the 12th night after Christmas to avoid bad luck. And then there's different... calendars to follow with this. It's basically talking about the arrival of the three wise men when they followed the star of Bethlehem to bring gifts to sweet little baby Jesus. So some churches start counting on different days. The Church of England counts from Christmas Day, so that means the 12th night falls tonight. Other denominations like the Catholic Church started on Boxing Day, which means the 12th night will be tomorrow. Either way, whatever tradition you follow, take down your stupid Christmas decorations now. It's
get
time.
Get the stuff put away it by this weekend.
I was driving out of the neighborhood again today, and people had their lights on still. I'm like, come on, take them down.
My neighbor across the cul-de-sac, they have all their Christmas lights on the outside of their house
too
on
much.
Last night.
It's laziness at this point. Get them down. Breaking Bad fans, Bryan Cranston is coming back for the Super Bowl. He's going to be in a commercial for Frito-Lay for their Popcorners chips, which I highly recommend, Don. If you haven't had Popcorners, oh my God, they're delicious.
What are they?
They're like popcorn that's been flattened out into little triangles. And they're really good. And they're one of those snack chips that you can't just eat like four or five. The next thing you know, the entire bag is gone. So anyway, they've recruited Bryan Cranston to be promoting Pop Chips, and he'll be on a Super Bowl ad this year. This is crazy. I was actually reading all about Dolly Parton last night as I was looking for Boys Against the Girls questions, so it was kind of crazy to see this story pop up this morning that I was checking out last night. I didn't know this, but I guess she wears fingerless gloves, Dom. They're flesh-colored or sheer, depending on the situation or the angle that she's going to be presented in, and she's been wearing them for years, it sounds like. So I was going through a bunch of Dolly Parton pictures last night, looking at her hands to see if I could tell if she was wearing the gloves or not.
Does she like have a problem with like the look of her hands?
They say that she might have had some sort of corrective hand surgery like 10 years ago or something like that, so she uses them to cover scars.
Okay.
Some people say it could be for arthritis and age spots. But you know Dolly, she's very done up, but she wears a wig. She's always, you know, in beautiful clothing, and this is just one of those things it sounds like that Dolly does, is that she wears her fingerless gloves now, so her hands look pristine. So, good for her. Good
Plus,
for her,
you know?
Plus,
you know, it's tough looking, too. That's what I like.
Oh,
about.
Yeah? Yeah.
That's why I wear mine.
That's right. What else is going on this morning? This new online trend, which I don't think this is new at all. I've heard this for years. But somebody posted it. It's gone viral. They say it's a flu remedy where you take a potato, you cut it in half, and then you slice off two pieces, and you press the potato slices against the bottom of your feet, and you put socks on to keep them in place, and then you just go to bed. And supposedly the potato slices will turn dark overnight, and that means it is sucking all the toxins out of your body, all of the flu out of your body. And this woman on TikTok insists that she feels so much better every time she does this. Do you believe it? Have you heard this before?
It's
a really old wives' tale.
Yeah,
and now I guess it's getting some new life. I mean, did the potatoes just naturally get dark overnight? I don't know the potato chemistry. I'm not an expert on that.
If you're out of potatoes, can you put like a piece of squash or something?
Right, exactly. Yeah, an apple slice or something. Anyway.
A kumquat down there?
Right.
Does it matter?
Put some kiwis in your socks. Anyway, it's gone viral, so you can find that online. All right, man, let's do some clickbait. It's good today.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to this story about a woman in England. Hello! Jess Mel. She's 34 years old. She just finished a full year of trying one new thing every day. I guess she got a little overwhelmed and down in the dumps during the pandemic and thought, you know what, this might help if I try something new each and every day. She tried golfing, lock picking, line dancing. She even tried streaking for the first time.
Yeah.
She went to puppy yoga for the first time. And I guess this really changed her life. And I was like, what a cool idea and what a cool concept.
It's fun.
To try something new every day.
I think we should expand on this.
You want
to? Yeah, I think it's more of it's a bigger segment. This whole notion of trying new things.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I mean, was she single? Did you read this whole story? Because I feel like if you're single and have a lot of free time.
I did not dive all the way in yet, but I want to.
All right, anyway, we can dive deeper in this after 7. But check out the clickbait, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
Clickbait.